On a Saturday morning, Danny Dang is quietly typing away at his computer. His desk is tucked away behind endless rows of white metal shelves stacked with plastic medication bottles. He's the leading pharmacist at Esco Pharmacy on 47th Street, just off 9th Avenue.
Right now we have the flu vaccines there, and we have the Shingrix vaccine. We have the hepatitis B vaccine.
At the height of the pandemic, his weekends looked a lot different. Dang would have been in a tiny cubicle, giving around 200 COVID shots per day, from morning till night. Demand for the vaccine seemed endless.
So it jammed up our phone line, it jammed up our email and inquiry on website.
He says he would receive a staggering 4,000 vaccine requests each day. But 4 years later, Dang's pharmacy is remarkably quiet. Only one customer is standing at the checkout counter.
How many COVID vaccines would you say you do?
It's sad, but I have like one or two a week. It's not like before. And mostly, usually the elder. So people forget how serious it was. And just in general, we all getting fatigued. So that expected as a human behavior in general.
There are still thousands of Americans hospitalized with COVID each week. At the same time, this year has seen the lowest number of people getting vaccinated since the shot became available. It's been proven to be safe and effective, but in the last 6 months, just under a third of Americans have gotten a COVID booster, while almost double have opted for the flu shot. That's according to the Pew Research Center. There are lots of reasons why increasing numbers of people who originally opted for the shot are changing their minds, and some of them have been around since the beginning of the pandemic, like fear of potential bad side effects.
It's a continual deliberation for me, and I don't know that I've made the right decision.
Allison Jeffrey is a retired Columbia professor on the Upper West Side. She's in her late 60s and was excited to get the first two rounds of the COVID vaccine. At the time, she was dealing with a slow heart rate and was trying to stay healthy. But she says every time she got a shot, her health took a turn for the worse. For example, the night of her first dose, her heart rate increased dramatically, a condition known as tachycardia. She's pretty convinced that the vaccine caused it. Jeffrey underwent two operations to treat her heart problem. Given her age and her heart condition, her doctor remains adamant she must get the recent COVID vaccine, but she worries about the potential side effects.
I had so much trouble for a period of months with heart-related problems that really kept interfering with my life in a major way. So the idea of anything that could start that up again, I just can't face it.
Of course, a major reason Americans are saying no to the COVID shot is one we all know well, political views. But none of the New Yorkers I spoke to mentioned that. For Carla Stockton, a 77-year-old English teacher at Lehman College, her concern is the newness of the vaccine's mRNA science. The Pfizer shot was the first to use this technology, and when the pandemic first hit, Stockton looked forward to getting the first vaccine because of how deadly the virus could be.
If you were here in New York when the pandemic was in its initial stages, and every time you turn on the television, there's another picture of bodies, you know, sitting in a parking lot, you want to believe that the government's going to protect you.
Times have changed and people are more relaxed about COVID prevention measures. But according to medical advice, many senior citizens should be getting the vaccines. And yet, while one in four Americans have chosen to have the flu vaccine, they choose not to get the COVID shot. Stockton is one of them.
I don't know anything about it. It's a whole new thing. It hasn't been around long enough to have a track record. And the flu vaccine has been around forever.
I would venture to say the COVID vaccine is one of the most studied vaccines of all time at this point.
That's according to Dr. Scott Roberts, a professor of infectious diseases at Yale School of Medicine. He says the COVID vaccine is actually more effective than the flu vaccine.
This past season, there was a 54% efficacy of COVID vaccine against illness. Flu vaccine was 42%. So usually, flu vaccine has lower efficacy rates of that as COVID vaccines, which I think many don't know about.
But it's not just regular Americans who are vaccine hesitant. Roberts says those who work in the healthcare field are becoming more vaccine hesitant too. He surveyed his own medical colleagues at Yale. once who worked specifically with COVID patients. He asked them, why are you reluctant to get the vaccine?
The most common reason was, I don't think the updated vaccine provides me any added protection. The second most common reason was, I've gotten too many vaccines already. And then the third most commonly selected reason was, I'm worried about the side effects of the updated vaccine.
But there are also new reasons for why people are switching their stance on the shot. Sarah Gorman founded an online advice column, like a virtual Dear Abby, but for COVID advice. She says one big reason doesn't have to do with misinformation, just lack of access.
It was less convenient to get it because they weren't vaccine clinics everywhere you turned.
Just 3 years ago, there were over 250 community-based pop-up sites across the city administering the COVID vaccine. Places like school gyms, churches, and libraries became walk-in clinics for vaccinations and testing. Now they've resumed their pre-pandemic roles, and Gorman's organization has grown into a team of female scientists called Those Nerdy Girls, who post bite-sized science news across social media.
To equip you, our audience, with the tools to fact-check.
And another concern she's seen that persuades those who once got the shot now to decline is money.
And also there was a cost barrier in a lot of cases. These weren't universally covered by the government anymore.
The vaccine is no longer free for those without insurance and can cost up to $150 per dose, which could also discourage people from getting it. So what could you do if you want to encourage someone in your life to get the vaccine? Gorman says her team has interventionists who work on social media to do just that.
And something that we did realize pretty early on is that when there is somebody who is really entrenched, like it's a big part of their identity, your ability to talk them down from that is always going to be limited.
But she says one must not give up. You may not be able to change their mind, but you can try to communicate the facts to them. And hey, maybe you'll convince someone who's reading the comments too. As for Alison Jeffrey, the retired professor with the heart condition, she's planning to reconsider the vaccine.
I mean, I really think there's hope. I mean, I think, you know, at some point I probably will need to bite the bullet. I mean, I've continued to mask on the subway. Probably a lot of people think I'm crazy, but, you know, I have to take care of my health.
Jeffrey wants to take the vaccine, but only if she's confident it has fewer side effects. She's been doing research on new vaccine technologies and hopes they will become available one day. Cecilia Blotto, Columbia Radio News.